Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
There's more important news to be covered, people. Didn't you hear about Jussie Smollett?
I heard something about that.
He still has a Subway sandwich?
Yeah.
Just like I did with the Cal Rittenhouse thing, I just let it all blow right past me without paying any attention to it because it was obvious from the beginning that it was just going to be one of those things that people fought over.
I will say this. The Cal Rittenhouse thing, probably a little bit more important than the Jussie Smollett, because Jussie Smollett...
I thought it was Smollett.
Holly, whatever. Here's the thing. I've heard it pronounced so many ways, and I'm just going to pronounce it how Dave Chappelle says it.
That is the funniest way to say it.
Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But he was the Hollywood celebrity. Right, so his crime or non-crime or whatever it happened to be seemed to be more media-focused than the actual thing that happened with the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. Right, like the Kyle Rittenhouse self-defense in the midst of a riot seemed to be vastly more important in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah. I was going to say, like, wait, do you mean like the percentage of it? Yes. I would definitely say there was more media coverage of Kyle Rittenhouse and people's opinions about Kyle Rittenhouse, but that was a thing that actually happened where people got shot.
Yeah.
So the percentage-wise, like that, there was things that happened.
Right.
Whereas Jussie Smollett, or however you want to say that, nothing actually happened. Okay, so there are dollar stores and... dollar stores, and the dollar stores are like, well, it's $2.50, it's $3, it's $5 for this, and then there's like dollar,
like Dollar Tree.
Yeah, Dollar Tree was the we are a dollar store. If we can't sell it to you for a dollar, then we don't carry it.
Yeah, it may be a pack of cookies that only contains like 6 duplex cookies in it, but damn it, it's a dollar.
Exactly.
And I thought that's what they would end up going with this, was just making the products that they carry much less lower quality.
They've been doing that for so long, though.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been to a Dollar Tree in quite a long time, but the last time I checked, it was pretty much that. You got some of the cheapest, most horrible duplex cookies ever, and there was like 14 of them in there, and it was a dollar. Versus the 20 that it would have been 10 years ago, or the 30 that it would have been 15, 20 years ago.
We've got past due canned goods and rotten milk. That's all you're going to get for a dollar these days.
Well, and that's the thing. At this point, they can't even do that.
Okay.
Like, they've been scraping the bottom of the barrel for a while. It's like, headphones. Oh, well, they've got magnets in them, and they're shaped like headphones, but you don't actually hear anything through them. But, I mean, they've been scraping...
Do they
scraping
sell
the...
headphones? At...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been into a Dollar Tree, so I'm...
Yeah.
I'm shocked to hear they sell headphones, and I'm kind of curious now how bad Dollar Tree headphones actually are. They've got to be really bad, right?
It's worse than the ones they hand you on the airplane.
Significantly.
I've been a fan of Bitcoin for a long time, and I've known all you guys for a real long time. But I don't know. I think that physical coins, that they have some value.
Well, I would say that goldbacks have some value. My issue with the penny and the nickel and the dime and the quarter to a lesser extent isn't that they don't have any... It's not that they're physical forms of, you know, currency.
They're supposed to have melt value.
Sure they
in addition to trade value.
Think about this. Anything before 1964 in quarters, dimes, nickels, and half dollars, and silver, that's all made of silver.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's
the melt value that I'm talking about.
And to a certain extent, that's one of the reasons I miss my old job, because every night it was my job to count all the money and make the bank deposit and all of that. And I would look, because they're so distinctly visible, the 1963 yes. and earlier quarters, I would just look, oh, yep, I'm taking that one. Here is your useless quarter in place of it.
Yep.
I do miss that. So you're right. Some currencies, some coins actually do have precious metal in them, but that's very rare.
And getting more rare as collectors swipe those up as well.
Yeah, I think in the 3 years I worked there, I found maybe two.
And unfortunately, that happened because, I mean, the government's just taken all of it away. I mean, they did away with the $10 gold seal back in 1974. Nixon did.
So if I want to buy a pack of gum, I'm not going to spend a gold back on a pack of gum.
That's right. Exactly my point. So because of the price that it actually takes and the cost involved in turning it into this thing that you can actually use, so they usually trade for about $4 for a one a one denomination gold back. But as it ramps up further and further into like higher and higher prices, I mean, one gold back is going to be worth more than $4. So
you mean as the USD becomes less valuable due to the increase in the money supply that the government is creating, a single gold back will be worth like 10 USD.
Precisely,
something like
that.
So a year from now, I could use a gold back to buy my pack of gum.
No, because by then a pack of gum would be worth $5 in USD, so which would still be half of one gold back.
Mm-hmm. So I think that it'll before long, it'll be worth putting smaller and smaller amounts of gold just because you can't trade one gold back for as much.
Well, it's not impossible. I would actually love to see some coins, just some plastic coins with like just a tiny little piece of gold in it that says this is 1/10,000th of a troy ounce, or this is one whatever denomination, 1/2500th of a troy ounce.
Or hear me out. Actual coins in silver or copper.
It's almost like the media was told, hey, stop talking about the economy and how much people are suffering, because 2 weeks ago, that's all it was about. People going into debt, people not being able to buy food, not being able to buy Christmas gifts for their family.
It's shopping season.
Yes, and I realize that today, every week I have to go and get more cat food and dog food and stuff like that. And I generally go to Walmart for that, despite hating Walmart. I took about 15 steps into Walmart and saw how packed it was with people who were doing last-minute Christmas shopping, just turned around and walked right back out.
Okay.
Like, this is worth the difference in price for me to not deal with. Yeah.
So it may not have been worth my time. However, I'm probably up, a few bucks on Walmart because of how poorly they did in delivering a $3 curtain rod. To me.
Okay. So I'm up a few bucks on Walmart, but it's completely by accident. It's because their self-checkout doesn't give you the space to put your stuff. You just have to take it out of the basket, scan your stuff, and then end up putting it back in the basket.
Okay.
And because of that, I missed a bottle of Excedrin or something that I bought from them.
So you're shoplifting.
Yes. It's their fault for not having a place for me to put my stuff there.
No.
I didn't realize it until I got back out to my car and I was pushing the shopping basket back and I was like, oh. Yeah, there's that. And you can't take it in and be like, hey, look, I forgot to ring this up. Can you ring this up?
No, because you could. You absolutely can.
I've heard of stories of people being arrested for that.
Oh, okay.
Everything else on the Nintendo Wii U got re-released on the Nintendo Switch.
And a lot of that is because the Wii U failed as a console, but the games were good.
Mm. Yes.
But just not enough people. It did not get in front of enough people. And so now it's getting re-released on the Switch, which is in front of a vastly larger audience.
But not Wind Waker HD and not Twilight Princess HD.
Understood.
And The Legend of Zelda being my favorite series. I love those two games. Not so much Twilight Princess, but Wind Waker, I bought a Wii U just to be able to play Wind Waker HD again. Because it's that good of a game. But before we got all into that, we talked about Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, who, according to news outlets today, suffered a stroke in jail. Here's the exact headline. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange suffers stroke in jail after court rules he can be extradited to America.
Oh, no. I hope he's okay.
Well, he seems to be relatively okay, but that's a curious headline.
No, that's strange. I don't think that's accurate.
It's not accurate at all. He suffered this stroke. I mean, the courts just ruled like last week that he can be extradited to the United States.
That's what I thought.
And this stroke happened in October. Long before this ruling was made. So the headline isn't just inaccurate, it's wrong.
I know his fiance has been claiming that the stress of this particular court proceeding was what brought on the stroke. So, I mean, he had the stroke after the thing. No.
Yeah, he had it before, evidently. His fiance, Stella Morris, said that he is struggling with the stress of fighting extradition to a U.S. prison. I can only imagine. I mean, he's only sentenced to like 50-something weeks in the United Kingdom for skipping out on bail or whatever, right?
I don't know how anyone's putting up with this. Like, this is a guy who's never been to America.
He's won journalism awards, right? He's clearly a journalist protected by the First Amendment right, guaranteed within the Constitution.
Well, in the United States, at least.
But the United States can't prosecute people for violating the First Amendment.
Yeah, understood.
Like,
regardless of
where
they're at.
Number one,
you shouldn't be prosecuted in the UK either.
Can't process other people's citizens for anything.
Well, they think they can, right?
Least of all, treason. Like, you can't do that. It's not a thing. I am incapable of, under any metric, treason against Australia. I've never been to Australia. Well, I'm not from Australia. They don't claim me as one of their citizens.
Okay, Peakless. If that's true, why not let the courts settle it and see if they can prove their case in the halls of justice?
We are slowly but surely cracking into real journalism. More and more people are turning away from the CNNs and Fox Newses of the world and actually getting real information from the internet about what's actually happening in the world.
Yeah, we talked about that a few weeks ago where, like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, their viewership is, like, cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Meanwhile, people like Tim Pool, Joe Rogan, their viewerships are just steadily climbing.
Mm-hmm. And think of all of the work that we would, how much better journalism would be for those of us that don't go to the mainstream sources with the Julian Assange, in addition to all of the actual journalists that exist in none of the corporate spheres.
Well, at one point, that was the beauty of social media, right, is you were able to get citizen journalism, boots on the ground, right? I am here at the event. Here's my firsthand accounting of what is going on.
Right.
And then that kind of gets memory hold as well.
Well, some people do that, like Ford Fisher, who runs News to Share. He still does that, and he's one of the greatest journalists that I actually know in person. He does some great work with some of these protests and stuff like that, and he's not pushing an angle. He's not pushing an agenda. He's just documenting things and sharing them with the world, and he's got a very good social media following. Certainly nothing like Julian Assange, but yes, even just going here to this random article, they're lying.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about the fact of, like, what you're talking about, like, the news lying. And the fact of, like, remember how they originally said 14 days to flatten the curve?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
Man, it really has. We're coming up on 2 years of this garbage.
Only two? It's felt like 30.
And to be fair, the restrictions... Go ahead, Sam.
The other funny thing is that, so you know how they're now coming around to the lab leak theory?
Well, they started coming around six to eight months ago, I think.
Well, I mean, in our circles, we never left the lab leak theory. But,
no, because it's the only theory that really makes sense. It was a mutated from a bat near in a territory where there is a lab that studies coronavirus bat mutations that was being partially funded by Dr. Fauci, featuring leaked emails where they talked about engineering a coronavirus.
But I definitely remember when that moved from, like, that is a dangerous conspiracy theory to, okay, yeah, everyone kind of accepts that that's what happened.
Well, as soon as Alex Jones got the documents, then it was all bets are off.
Yes, that's what I was about to talk about. Like, originally, he was the first person that I ever saw talk about it. And because he was the first person who talked about it, that's why everyone dismissed it as a conspiracy theory.
Who was the first one?
Alex Jones.
The mainstream media are the ones who are always telling us about the mass shootings and stuff like that because we don't really have a better way of learning about them. One thing that I learned a few years ago, I don't remember where the, quote, shooting happened, but libertarians immediately got on the internet, got on Twitter and Facebook, and just started railing against gun-free zones and how this only happened because the campus is a school-free zone.
Virginia Tech, is that the one?
And then it turned out to not even be a shooting. It turned out to be just a lunatic in a car with a knife or something like that. And suddenly these libertarians who had been blaming gun-free zones were arguing that it should have been easier for this deranged psychopath to get a gun. They weren't making the argument that they thought they were making, that, you know, people should be able to defend themselves because they should be able to get a gun and bring it into this gun-free zone. Well, suddenly, the attacker would have been the one who had a gun because it was easier to get and he could have taken it in there. So it's important to get the facts before you weigh in, and the advent of social media allows us to get out there on the internet giving our opinions on these things while the facts are still coming in.
Yeah.
Versus mainstream media, which, despite all of its evils, it does generally wait to say this is a shooting until an actual shot has been fired.
That I want to say that's partially fair because there's still competition for mainstream media.
Tonight's quote is, we have the right to pursue happiness by whatever means we want, so long as we do not include on the equal rights of others. And while the film crew was out here recently, they asked me to describe, what does libertarianism mean to you? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer on the spot when you're not expecting to have to answer it. I ended up saying, don't hit people and don't take their stuff.
That's the kindergarten answer. Sure.
But it's the correct answer, right?
Yeah, basically. You're absolutely right.
Somewhere along the way, while growing into adults, people just create all of these loopholes. Well, sometimes it's okay to hit people. Sometimes it's okay to take their stuff. And a libertarian
is
just someone who remembers that that's not okay.
If I kidnap you, then not only do I have to, like, pay you money, but, like, I have to be kept away from other people because I might kidnap them. But if they kidnap people, they need extra money to do more of it.
That's pretty much it. I mean, it's just a way of outsourcing their own desire to oppress others into this other entity so they don't have to actually get their hands dirty.
See, I didn't beat you up for making noise after 10 o'clock. I made him do it, which is good for society.
Well, you know what? I did have a J&J vaccine, and I'm going to go get a booster.
But the vaccines that they're saying, they don't help that much against the Omicron variant. The Pfizer is like 40 times less effective against the Omicron variant as the Delta variant.
Yeah, have you done some research on, like, I mean, I don't know what your particular medical situation is, if you have a lot of comorbidities, you know, diabetes, obesity, things like that, but you should really check the numbers before you put experimental things into you.
I just like the roundabout way of getting tested.
The thing about it is that the flu shot has helped me. So I believe in the vaccines.
Well, this is a completely different technology.
So, I mean, if the expert tell you, well, I mean, I am not like you guys. I'd rather get prepared and covered and do the best I can.
Oh, we're all about getting prepared.
And then, of course, the vitamins that we have to remember, vitamin D, if you mega dose, vitamin C, vitamin D.
Yep.
Zinc, selenium, and vitamin A. Those are the vitamins that when we come down with something, we got a mega dose, like I've been doing, and I left off the vitamin D, so I've been taking it, so I've been feeling a lot better.
I don't know about mega dosing, but this is why we've been saying for the last, you know, almost 2 years that people just need to spend some time outside, because you do get vitamin D from spending time in sunlight.
I've got a friend that lived here in Albuquerque up until 6 months ago. And she moved to Philadelphia, but she had a falling out with her family a few days ago, and they put a restraining order on her. And I've heard you people on your radio talk show talk about homeless shelters in New Hampshire, and I'd like to know... Well, where the homeless shelters for women are in New Hampshire, and if you're familiar, if they have the women in their own rooms.
I don't have any idea. I mean, the homeless shelter here in Keene that we support, the 100 Night Shelter, because it's not government funded, it doesn't discriminate on the basis of sex. So presumably it has both male and female staying there. And as far as I'm aware, that's never been an issue. I'm sure a city the size of Concord or Manchester or something has dedicated homeless facilities for women and for men.
Or like a battered women's shelter, more so than a homeless thing.
You would definitely need that to be separate. But
no,
I thought
you said that she was in Philadelphia.
He did. I mean, I guess the issue just, you know, it occurred to his mind to ask that about New Hampshire based on what's going on with his friend. So, Richard, honestly, I don't know the answer to that.
I know my topic was the vaccine, but I'm kind of over that. Like, I got the Pfizer shot and booster. I'm still alive, and I'm just kind of, like, tired of hearing about it. But so I wondered if we, like...
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, then.
What's that?
No, please do go on.
Well, I'm sure you guys are, like, knowledgeable and, like... have talked about on the show, you know, probably multiple times about civil asset forfeiture and like highway interdiction.
Okay.
You'll be shocked to hear that we're against it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, oh yeah, me too.
This sort of stuff is, I'm seeing it from libertarians all the time on Facebook, where they just drag these police departments for just seizing $100,000 in cash out of someone's car or something like that with absolutely no justification for it. No suspicion of a crime. They just pulled them over, discovered a big mound of cash, and was like, yeah, we're taking that now.
And then they charge the cash with the crime. And it has to, like, be proven innocent.
That's true.
If you're carrying a large amount of cash, I've even seen them run a dog on the cash. When it's kind of funny because I think 60 to 70% of U.S. currency has some sort of trace drug, of like drugs on it.
And they know this, which is why they run the dog.
Yeah. It's just like, I just don't understand how this is. I mean, I can totally understand how it's legal and how it's going on, but how have people not just, you know, like thrown a fit? How has it affected
Well, as a basis of comparison, they let the government take their faces from them.
If they're worried that if they try to hold their government accountable, that it will put a target on their back, I think we may be zeroing in on the actual problem here, which is that the government is a force of tyranny that oppresses people, tells you to obey, and if you resist, it puts a target on your back.
Well, even the president has come out and said that, right? Biden with the, well, we've got the nukes and the bombers. Like, what are you going to do with your ARs?
Well, and here's another thing.
That's the government you want to live under?
People don't have $500. They don't have it. So what are they going to do when they need to sue the police department for infringing on their rights?
That's the filing fee right there.
Right.
It's gone.
That's the filing fee. Well, God only knows what it's going to take to actually hire a lawyer for this thing.
And if we're talking about civil asset forfeiture, one, the police aren't going to use civil asset forfeiture to take $500. Realistically, they're just not. If you're carrying around $5,000, they might.
Yeah.
But $500, you're fine. So it's never going to affect someone who has only $500 that they're carrying around with them. And if they don't even have $500 to carry around with them, then it's never going to affect them.
Well, and I'm saying as a general principle, when the police step out of line, we can't hold them accountable even by suing them, which, I mean, even suing them, okay, great, so you've just increased the taxes in that region. Because it's never the individual police officer that pays these fines.
I was homeless for 3 years trying to save enough money to get a piece of property. I got fortunate enough to where I got a job that didn't require me to be around people because I'm not real good around people.
Well, I can tell you winter camping, the way you do that is put it in your sleeping bag with you. Like you get one of those nice like sub-zero sleeping bags and just put it in there with you overnight.
Oh, much better. I was thinking of a warm crevice. Somewhere.
Well, so, I mean, I have no doubt that it's possible. I mean, human beings existed throughout most of our history without indoor heating and stuff like that. It just doesn't sound very pleasant.
Yeah, we also killed animals and took their skin. So let's throw that out there, too. Yeah. That bear looks warm.
Okay. We also lived on the edge of starvation. Also available. But why?
Yeah.
I would like to throw this out there while I'm on the air. There are a lot of homeless people out there, and there are a lot of homeless vets. And around the Christmas times, Thanksgiving, Christmas, They really suffer a lot because they don't have anybody really to talk to. I mean, it's hard for them to relate. So they get depression, super depressed. But I can tell you this. I can go up there and give them a dollar, and it's their dollar. Even though it's paper money, they can go buy something with it. But if I give it to the government, to the state of New Mexico, they might see 10 cents of the dollar, maybe.
Government and business can run the American farmer out of American rancher out of business. They can make a hamburger for everybody in the world. One cow now.
With what now? You broke up a bit.
Huh?
You broke up a bit. Can you repeat that last thing? They can feed the entire world with what?
Without a cow, I think.
One cow.
Oh, one cow.
One cow.
They can feed everybody in the world a hamburger with one cow using stem cells.
Oh. Okay.
And if government and business make beef high enough, it'll be feasible. I don't know what the break-even price is to make meat in a factory with stem cells.
Well, as we talked about here a few months ago on the show, they don't want people eating meat. They want people eating like peanuts and made out of bugs and stuff like that. Not peanuts made out of bugs. It was some sort of flour made out of crickets or something like that.
Yeah. Cricket flour.
Yeah.
And that there was some sort of push from one of these evil NWO-style organizations, New World Order-style organizations. Like, you know, the people in the future should learn to eat bugs because it's more sustainable. It's environmentally friendly.
So if you're in the wealthy class and you can afford Wagyu beef or the All-American Rancher's beef and you don't have to go buy these GMO products, then you are not affected by this.
Well, so here's one thing. If I want not GMO, I have to buy organic.
There you go.
That's a terrible, idea. Like, why can't we just have, like, here's, like, just like you can get the organic stamp on a thing, why don't we have a, this is a non-GMO product?
They exist, don't they?
No.
I
have never seen a stamp that says non-GMO.
And because that's the thing, non-GMO is the default.
Really?
That's a good point.
You sure about that?
In the grand scheme of things, yes.
Hmm.
Right? If it's not altered from its original state, right? You don't have to say like this has been unaltered.
I mean, there's
as far as products, maybe not.
There's an entire project here called the non-GMO project.org, and there are all sorts of sticker rolls here for grocery stores to use. The issue is that you just may not be shopping at places that offer these alternatives, or they simply label them organic instead. But I'm not sure I'm seeing much of a difference between non-GMO and organic. I'm not a fan of
totally different. So
yeah,
like,
they're two different definitions.
If you use a bunch of chemical pesticides and herbicides in whatever you're making, but you're not like cutting into the genome and altering stuff, then it's non-GMO, but it's not organic.
And one of the problems with these labels is the government defines what those words mean.
Right. The story is, there are camel beauty pageants.
That's the crux of the story. Botox camels banned from $66 million beauty pageant, Saudi Arabia.
Not only is there a camel beauty pageant, but it's got $66 million on the line, and people are using Botox on their camels in order to win this beauty pageant. Yeah.
You're starting to get the picture.
Subheadline, there's a thing called a Botox camel.
Saudi Arabia has disqualified some 40 camels.
40? Out of how many does that represent in this camel beauty pageant?
It
does not say. Or if it says, it says way further in the article.
Now, I realize I sound terrible. You know, camels are big in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East in general. I'm not mocking the idea of the pageant because it's camels. I also laugh at the idea of dog pageants.
Okay.
So it's not a cultural thing. It's not stupid to me because they're camels. It's stupid to me because they're parading animals around in beauty pageants.
Just wait until Fluffy the Poodle gets disqualified because they're going to start using Botox on the poodles now.
Honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't already happened.
Maybe it's not an all-natural category like these camel categories are. It's like bodybuilding. You got the all-naturals and we know you use steroids. 40 camels banned or disqualified from its lucrative annual beauty contest for the animals on the grounds that they received Botox injections, facelifts, and other cosmetic touch-ups to become more attractive.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.